In the news, officials of the Creston Police Department say personnel at the A&W restaurant reported Sunday morning that sometime between 10:30 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. Sunday, a window on a glass door was broken out. The damage was estimated at $400. Creston Police said also that Trey Mills of Kent was arrested Saturday afternoon on a charge of trespass. Mills was subsequently released from the Union County Jail and on promise to appear later in court. Early Saturday morning, 27-year-old Lindsay Weitz of Creston was arrested in the 900 block of North Cherry Street on a charge of OWI second offense. She was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And on Friday, 28-year-old Kyle Hoadley of Creston was arrested at his residence on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Hoadley was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports four separate arrests took place over the past few days. At around 3:25 p.m. Friday, deputies in Montgomery County arrested a juvenile male at the Southwest Valley Middle School in Villisca for a simple assault of a staff member. The youth was booked into the jail and then released to a custody of a parent. Early Saturday morning, deputies arrested 27-year-old Skyler Grant Winterstein of Avoca for OWI first offense. Winterstein was booked into the Montgomery County Jail. 47-year-old Dale Lee McMurray of Council Bluffs was arrested around 11:30 a.m. Saturday for driving while suspended with seven withdrawals in effect. McMurray posted a $435 bond and was released from custody. And just before 11:30 p.m. Saturday, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 45-year-old Darren David Dyke of Red Oak for driving while revoked for OWI test failure. Dyke was booked in the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond. In state news, authorities have released few details about the death of a 16-year-old Iowa girl that they're investigating. Police in Perry say the girl was unresponsive when she was found Friday. Paramedics were sent to the home where the girl was at around 6:30 p.m. Police have not released her identity or the cause of her death. An autopsy is planned for this week. The address where the girl is found is the location of a home daycare, but it wasn't clear if the girl lived there or if she was being cared for at that facility. Firefighters and police officers have pulled a young woman from water below a Cedar River dam in Cedar Falls. Authorities say 18-year-old Chloe Adams of Waterloo slipped into the water beneath the Ice House Dam at around 5:30 p.m. Sunday as she walked along the river while watching a friend fish. A Cedar Rapids police officer threw Adams a rescue disc, on a rope line, which she grabbed so she could remain in place in a calm spot between two piers. Fire Chief John Bostwick said she was pulled onto a pier and then fitted with a life vest, so ropes could be used to pull her to the walkway on top of the dam and then safely onto land. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad prepares to step down from office, and he's highlighted his administration's successes in recent years. That includes a low unemployment rate, multi-billion-dollar private sector investments, and a slate of workforce initiatives. The results are more mixed when considering four goals he promised when returning to office in 2011. Data show many of them remain unfinished as he heads out. The objectives by 2016 were 200,000 new jobs, a 15% reduction in the cost of government, 25% increase in family incomes, and having the nation's best schools. Ben Hamas, a spokesman for Branstad, says the governor would argue substantial progress has been made in all areas. Branstad is expected to resign soon to become ambassador to China. A Senate vote could happen as early as this week. Senator Joni Ernst is applauding the Trump administration's decision to arm Kurdish fighters in Syria.
This is an immense milestone.
Ernst, a veteran of the Iraq War, has long argued the U.S. should arm Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga in Iraq. Last week's decision, however, armed Kurdish units in Syria, known as the YPG.
They are heavily involved in the fighting against ISIS, and why would we not engage them? They have worked quite well with American forces, and we think it's the right thing to do, and I'm glad to see that the president stands behind that.
The decision is linked to the effort to retake the city of Raqqa. ISIS has considered Raqqa as its capital for the past 4 years. Syrian defense forces, led by Kurds, are poised to liberate the city, but it has created tensions with Turkey. Turkey labels the Kurds as terrorists. Ernst says she doesn't think Raqqa could be liberated without the Kurdish forces fighting against Syria inside them.
If we engage the forces in the Middle East, that means there's less American boots on the ground there. And that's exactly what we want, is those that have a particular stake in an issue need to put the skin in the game.
Reports from Kurdish media indicated the Kurdish-led forces captured a cotton mill and ISIS prison a few miles north of Raqqa and were advancing on the outskirts of the city this weekend. The military campaign to retake the city ISIS has held since 2013, though, is expected to last for weeks. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue visited Iowa last week and spurred questions about the possibility of Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey joining the USDA. No announcement happened during Perdue's visit to Nevada, but he did point out that a Lamar's woman serves as his executive assistant. Rachel Pick started working in Washington, D.C. as part of Senator Charles Grassley's staff before becoming an employee of the U.S. Senate in the Sergeant-at-Arms office. She says meeting Perdue was happenstance.
Secretary Perdue, he was then the governor, needed some help getting his family escorted into one of the Senate office buildings for his confirmation hearing. One of my good friends, who I work closely with here at USDA now, she asked if I wouldn't mind meeting his family outside and helping them get through security and find their way to where the hearing was going to be.
Pick is a 2003 graduate of Lamar's Galen High School and grew up on a farm with her parents, Wayne and Kelly Pick. She says her old friend told Perdue of her farm background, and that led him to ask her about a position in his office.
Had a phone interview and then a couple of personal interviews over the weekend, and on Monday they extended an offer to me. So it was a fast and furious interview process to get over here, but I'm glad it happened.
Pick worked with Perdue's scheduler to be sure that he gets to meetings and other appointments on time. Former Morningside College professor and rural Hinton resident Sam Clovis joined the USDA shortly after Donald Trump took office. Pick says she sees him quite often.
His office is currently, just down the hall from me. So, they commonly refer to us as the Midwest Mafia. I think we were both kind of surprised to realize that. We grew up, about 25 miles away from each other. So when we talk about home, it brings up lots of sorts of good memories. And it's nice to have someone in the office that knows almost exactly to the county intersection of where you're talking about.
Pick says Secretary Perdue often talks to her about her opinions on ag issues.
I have a picture, an aerial photo of our family farm that I keep out by my desk. And, it's really beneath that every time he has a meeting, whether it's with another cabinet secretary or a senator or even from with local USDA staff that he invites into his office, he points that out, and I think that's really cool that he does appreciate the fact that I did grow up on a farm and that my dad still farms.
Pick says she thought she would end up being a teacher in elementary education and special education when she was in high school and had no idea that she would end up in Washington, D.C. Finally, in state news, a Bettendorf couple has died in the crash of a private plane. The plane crashed Friday afternoon in a wooded area near Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Killed was the pilot, Dominic Don Giametta, a longtime owner of Fred's Towing in Davenport, and his wife, Dr. Diane Giametta, an OBGYN doctor with the Unity Point Trinity. Authorities say the Giamettas were flying from Davenport to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, when their Beechcraft Bonanza went down. The Giamettas were the only people on board. The crash remained under investigation. The news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.